It is time now to catch up on Orange County government, and we are joined once again in the studio for the first time in forever by the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, Penny Rich, now that the primary election has wrapped up. At least the voting has wrapped
up. The counting is still going on. Exactly.
Thank you so much for being here in the studio.
Yeah, thank you. I really did miss you, so it's really fun to be back again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, thoughts on the election. You and Mark could not let Ty Wynn and Nancy Oates have their close race. You had to go and top them.
So, never a dull moment here in Orange County. I just got off the phone with Rachel Raper up at, you know, the BOE, and you know, it just shows how close, you know, races and how people think about voting. So, it was surprisingly close between Mark and I. I didn't expect that. I did think it was going to be a tight race overall. You know, it's still considered, for me, it's still considered pretty tight because even though Gene took a lead at the beginning, it's still within.
Three people with very, like, close to 33% of the vote.
Yeah, it's pretty, maybe this is indicative of how races are going to be run here now. So, So we're just going to wait for, I think you know the provisional ballots have to come in. Mm-hmm. Well, they have the provisional ballots, and they will open up. I talked to Rachel. She said there's about 262 provisional ballots. Usually about 50% of those are automatically not good.
Right.
You know, people that fought and, you know, if you go in there and you start yelling at the judge is just going to give you a ballot to fill
right.
out. So those, they'll open those and they'll declare them. They will disapprove. They declare disapprove. Mm-hmm. So about half of those they'll take a look at, and maybe like 50% of those will be okay. And she told me most of the times it's students that come in and didn't realize that they didn't register, or they're registered somewhere else. And if they're registered somewhere else, none of that counts. Or if they didn't register, none of that counts. However, they encourage those students to register, you know, go into the registration for the general election now, so they can come vote, which is really important to me and important to them. And then the absentee ballots, she said there's about 326 out, but they had to be postmarked on Tuesday at midnight, and they have to be received in the office by Friday. And she said that's a crapshoot. You'd never know how many of those you're going to get back. Now, if you're overseas, you can actually email it in. Some of those have happened already. And then they're going to discuss this at their meeting on March 12th at the Board of Directors meeting for the BOE. They'll put the one provisionals in or the absentees that they think they can count, and they'll come out with a new number. And we'll see what happens.
Awesome. So one thing that stood out to us as we were kind of following the precinct level data coming in was, as close as it was between all three of you across every single precinct, you did really well at the UNC precinct.
Yeah.
What was the effort there to get the student
vote?
Yeah,
well, you know, I think it's prompted by the fact that I do spend a lot of time on campus. I'm a Keenan mentor, so I spend some time with the students. Sorry, kids. I work with Jim Kitchen's class with innovations, and I work on Innovate Carolina. I also have a campaign manager who is a grad student, and you know, he's constantly talking to folks and telling them who I am and what I stand for, and you know, it's just that communication. I mean, I think that I'm really interested in the next generation in the future and what they're thinking about, because sometimes people my age don't think about what they're thinking about, and I really care. So it's important to me to always be listening to what they're saying. And so I've had some great dialogue with them, and I didn't even have to buy them pizza, so it's a good deal.
There you go.
Yeah.
OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on Orange County government, and let's turn to Orange County government now, because a lot is still going on. Obviously, the thing number one on a lot of people's minds, not election related, is the local response to coronavirus, now that we do have the one case in North Carolina. So what do people need to know?
So, you know, the health department did put a statement out, and you probably put, you know, orangecounty.gov is on there, and you just go to the health department. And I'm not going to read everything. They gave us a quick summary of what the virus is, where it came from, the history of it, the countries that you really don't want to be traveling to. I think there's a ban on some of them, China, South Korea, Iran, and Italy. And I heard Iran started really dying there, as opposed to them hiding it. Now they have to put it up in. So, You know, if you're not feeling well, you're encouraged to go to the doctor right away. If you have the regular flu, you don't have the corona flu. So there's that. So if you get a flu test and you come positive for the flu, you don't have the coronavirus. Mm. If you're still feeling not well and flu-ish, then they're going to do the test at the same time. So that's good. It was for a while, it was just going to the CDC. Now they're doing it at NC State, I believe, starting Monday this week. Mm-hmm. NC State can do the tests also. Which is important. And if it does become a pandemic, which I'm not saying it is, so don't go crazy and say Penny said it's a pandemic on the radio. You know, we'll go to that next level of what we need to do. Probably things like schools will close down, and right. wherever there's large groups of people together, that will end.
But right now, it's just wash your hands and
wash your
take
hands.
Those basic
don't touch your face. Yep. Sneeze into your arm. You know, all the things that you're supposed to do.
Should be doing anyway. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But interestingly enough, I was at the grocery store this morning and over at Whole Foods, and they're telling me that people are buying like 2 weeks worth of food in case they can't get out of the house. And I'm like, what does that even look like?
Yeah.
You know, are you filling up your freezer? Are you going to cook it? You don't feel very well. You have the flu, maybe, and you're going to be cooking? Like,
yeah.
I'm just curious to what that means, you know? Like, I don't know, but we are not advising that yet. I mean, I'm looking at my notes here. You should always have food in your house. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but it doesn't say to, stockpile food for 2 weeks. Then
yeah.
It just doesn't do that. So.
Yeah.
OrangeCountyNC.gov
for more information on county government. And again, go to the health department's page if you want more information on the local response and tips for how to prepare and to be prepared for coronavirus. But again, still only one case in the entire state. So a long ways to go before it gets really serious. So the county commissioners are going to be meeting again next Tuesday.
Yeah. We're starting up on Tuesday again, which is good. We skipped one meeting because it was really, the meeting had nothing on it except, worrying about if we can share a dumpster over at the Greenfields apartments.
Can we?
Yes, we can.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes.
Right.
We just need, believe it or not, we had to have an interlocal agreement to share the dumpster.
That makes sense.
But, you know, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, we should agree on things and sit down and make sure that we have it in writing so no one gets blamed for using the wrong dumpster. So, mm-hmm. So we're meeting back. The agendas are a little bit light now until we get to budget. Mm-hmm. And it's purposely done. So we're not, staff has got to be focusing on budget right now. So we've got to make sure that we can, just take some of this, a couple of planning things that we're going to do. And, of course, we're going to have the proclamation of recognizing the 100th year anniversary of the 19th Amendment. Mm-hmm. And then we'll also have the Women's History Month proclamation. And then a couple of other things, public hearings, sort of a basic agenda. There's nothing really that pops out that I feel is controversial or will have anyone coming and, saying, you can't do that. That's not good. Interestingly enough, though, if we go into our work sessions coming up on the 17th, you and I were just talking a little bit about this. We traditionally, we have our work sessions down in Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
This work session, we're going to reopen up that conversation about firearm safety. So I've asked if we can move that up to the county because the most of the folks that are interested in it are living in the county because mm-hmm. you can't shoot a firearm in the municipalities. So we might as well bring it up to the county so folks don't have to come
right.
down here.
So that'll be at the Witted Building, right?
Witted Building on the 17th. And, if you recall, this seems like such a long time ago, but we gave John Roberts, who is our attorney, a whole lot of, I don't want to say homework, but we gave him a lot of different options of what we wanted to see and what we wanted to come back. Lots of maps, mapping, so we could really take a good look at it. It's not just, I like it, I don't like it. It's really just go into depth about what we can do. And as you know, the state tells us what we can and cannot do out in the county anyway. So, so that conversation will happen on the 17th. I think that agenda will drop, like usual, the Thursday or Friday before. Let's see, what else we got? Then we move right into our CIP. we're at the next, April 14th,
Capital improvement.
Thank you, Aaron. Yes, I got to get back into the swing of like saying stuff like that. And so that comes first. The CIP part of the budget comes first that we take a look at. And then we move right into the operational part of the budget. So from like, mid-April to the end of June, we really meet a whole lot, and it's all about budget.
Yeah. Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government, other things that people ought to know about things that are coming up.
Yeah, so I know a lot of folks were interested in the Transit Steering Committee, and that's going to happen at the April work session. We'll get an update from that committee to see what they're starting to think about. And then, I've asked for a review of our website to see if we are communicating well enough and if it's easy enough. I mean, during the election season, we actually had some people that couldn't do things on their phones. So we had an updated button put on there for the elections itself. So when you went in, you can just press that button.
Right.
But it's time to take a look at the website. I think it's a couple of years old now and see if it's really user-friendly or not. You know, because people that use it like me all the time, I know how to get there. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
But if it takes you 3 clicks, I don't know. I don't know what happens in our minds anymore, but we can't get there.
Yeah. It's also amazing like how fast technology moves that we have to update the website every couple of years. Because two years ago, it's like, oh, this is perfect. This is user-friendly.
This works
with every device. And now it's 2 years down the road and we got all these new devices.
Right. And they're all, your phone looks different than the one on, Chapel Hill just updated their website. Mm-hmm. And I think it looks pretty cool. I'm just starting to navigate around that. I don't know how you feel about that, but if you've gotten used to it or not.
I only have to do one thing on that website.
Yeah, there
so
you go.
I have to find the town council agenda. So
and
as long as
it.
I can do that, I'm okay. I'm good to go otherwise.
Well, so this, but that's a good point though, because the county, there's so many different departments, right? Mm-hmm. That it really, you do have to learn how to navigate pretty well because you're going like different places. If you got to go to the health department or, foster care, or you need a voucher for, pre-K or something like that. There's a lot. There's a lot to know and a lot to do. So,
So
we're going to update that. And, that's it. Just slowly getting back into the swing of it. And it's funny, you run for election, but you're still the chair of the board. So you still have to run the board. And then I have a day job. And then, my mom lives with me. So it's like, it's been an interesting couple of months while I was not here at WCHO.
Well, one more week to go in the election, and then back to normal.
I hope so.
Back to normal-ish.
Yeah.
OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. Again, next meeting of the board is next week, Tuesday, and you can get the agenda online. County Commissioner Penny Rich, thank you so much.
Awesome, Aaron. Thank you so much.